In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As an old man, the pianist Andrew Folders recalled how encouragement had made all the difference for him in his early career. His first recollection of an affirming word was aged 7, when his father kissed him for helping in the garden. Later in life, he could recall it as though it were yesterday. But the account of another kiss that changed his life says a lot about our inner need for purpose. At age 16, and living in Budapest, Folders was already a skilled pianist, but he'd fallen out with his piano teacher. In the midst of this conflict, one of the most renowned pianists of the day came to the city to perform. Emil von Sauer was not only famous because of his abilities at the piano, but he could also claim the notoriety of being the last surviving pupil of Franz Liszt. Sauer asked Folders to play for him, and when he had finished, he walked over to him and kissed him on the forehead. He said, "When I was your age, I became a student of Liszt. He kissed me on the forehead after my first lesson, saying, 'Take good care of this kiss. It comes from Beethoven, who gave it to me after hearing me play. I've waited years to pass on this sacred heritage, but now I feel you deserve it.'" We all need affirmation in our lives. It helps us to confirm our self-identity, and positive psychology has taught us that people grow by being encouraged. The sincerity of an affirming word can be critical in enabling us to find confidence in a proposed course of action and our ability to pursue it. What we know with certainty about God is that he is in the business of presents and futures, not pasts. Pasts are there not to be ignored, but to be understood and forgiven. The present is about the freedom and power of choice, and the future is about creative release. As the author of the 14th century book Cloud of Unknowing records, it is not what thou art, nor what thou hast been that God regards with his merciful eyes, but that thou wouldst be. Baptism speaks to a moment such as this, and properly understood, these liturgies, these moments of celebration in the church, are given to us as a grace, a powerful evocation of the potential for making moments of transition in our lives. We are drawn deeper into a belief and discern in the life of a community something profoundly speaking to us, something which gives our existence both meaning and purpose. Adiza, from now onwards, life can never be the same, because you have discovered a truth that you can no longer deny and which will consume all that does not conform with this new mode of living. For Jesus, his moment of baptism in the Jordan was also the discovery of his vocation. In an instant, he realizes that he is called to reveal the beauty and the truth and the love of his heavenly Father. These moments of revelation are there to rescue our understanding of the world as incoherent, and give us the grace to see, albeit fleetingly, the world in true harmony. There is a danger that we tame baptism, which would be a curious achievement when you think what it really means. But if we don't really like public displays of emotion, we are reminded that John the Baptist did. The crowds drawn to John were an extraordinary mix, as if something immensely strong had crossed the barriers of class and lifestyle and welded them together in that barren river valley in response to his seemingly compelling invitation to be drowned to one life in order to receive another new one. John, who knew a moment of revelation when he saw one, became still in the water as a figure emerges from the crowd with quiet purpose. Momentarily, John hesitates, then takes up the invitation of Jesus to make this thing happen. Deep into the water he descends beneath John's hands, and as he emerges, the heavens seem to open, a dove descends, a voice speaks of affirmation, and they experience that feeling of unity with all things for which we long deep in our hearts. We all need to be called out from and beyond the timid lives we have created for ourselves, to risk what is for what can be, to discover not a new identity, but our true identity, to experience a sense of affirmation as beloved children of God. I was very moved once when I heard a talk by the writer Clive James. Apparently an agnostic, he spoke with great eloquence about the person of Jesus. He used as an illustration Leonardo da Vinci's painting of the Last Supper. The evidence, he said, is against Leonardo being a believer. And so he wondered, where did he get his inspiration? If he was unsure how the story ended. Leonardo found it, suggested James, because he did believe in the story's hero, Jesus. And when you look at that picture of the Last Supper, you can see that the figure who occupies the vanishing point of all its perspectives is a concentration of everything Leonardo knew about the force of human personality. Perhaps Leonardo saw that in that moment, Jesus had found the courage, the freedom to give himself up for the sake of the world, because he was secure in the love of the Father, who at his baptism had spoken these words of affirmation. You are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased.